From Washington, this is VOA News. Joe Palca reporting, U.S. vetoes U.N. measure.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the U.N. and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23rd, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The U.S. on Monday vetoed a draft U.N. resolution rejecting President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital after all 14 other Security Council members backed the measure. The lone veto cast by U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley highlighted Washington's isolation over President Trump's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. In the meantime, President Trump today is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor. With more, here's reporter Ryan Brooks.
Less than 2 months after his much-anticipated visit to China, Donald Trump is expected to label Beijing a competitor on Monday as the U.S. president rolls out a new national security strategy based on his America First policy. That's according to two senior U.S. officials who also say this speech shouldn't be seen as an attempt to contain China, but instead to offer a clear-cut look at the challenges it poses. Trump has praised his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping while demanding Beijing put more pressure on North Korea and change trade practices he says are unfavorable to the U.S. The officials say Monday's speech will see the president lay out his foreign policy priorities, such as building up the U.S. military, confronting Islamist militants, and realigning trade relationships to make the U.S. more competitive.
This is VOA News.